Attention, freelancers and solopreneurs. You are tuning into The Remote CEO, a show that will help you scale your business, become the authority in your market, grow into a better leader, and create your remote empire. And now, your host, acclaimed business coach and entrepreneur, Deniero B.
You can't build a reputation with only paid ads. You need to create content for that. What's going on, guys? Deniero B here with another episode of the Remote CEO Show. Today, we're going to talk about content creation. We're going to talk about reputation management for your own business. This is absolutely important if you own a service-based business, if you sell products through e-commerce, if you have a brick-and-mortar store. It doesn't really matter. Reputation is everything. And that's the reason why, SEO, search engine optimization, really focuses around reputation management a lot, because even if you are on the first page of a search engine, but people are not saying great things about you, that's actually going to work against you. And it's kind of obvious why, right? So with that said, I have a digital marketing agency. So my clients come to me because they want Facebook advertising and Google advertising, paid ads, basically. And with that said, I've had in the past people come to me and tell me, Deniero, I want to start a business. I mean, here's a product. I already have that. I got zero sales so far online, and I want to start selling about $10,000 to $20,000 to $30,000 a month with paid ads. And that's awesome. I mean, you can definitely do that. But there is one problem, and I always tell my clients, well, if you go in the market with a product that it's already kind of similar to other products in the market, it doesn't have to be identical, but it could simply be a product that solves a problem that's already been solved in the past. And you know what I'm talking about, right? Something that is not super innovative. And if you take that product with zero reviews or testimonials or brand awareness at all, and you run a bunch of paid ads to that product or service, to the website basically, what do you think it's going to happen? Let me tell you what's going to happen, because I've seen it happen several times. You get amazing clicks, especially if the agency, in this case myself, you know, especially if they're good, because they're going to send traffic to that website. So that's not a problem. No questions asked. Here's your traffic. But something interesting happens right after. And this you can see if you have the Google and Facebook backend available, but also if you have Google Analytics, which is a software that actually analyzes what people do once they land on your website. And so this is what happens. People land on your website and they go to kind of skim through the homepage, of course, and then they go and look at the products. Once they start looking at the products, especially if the price, you know, is a bit higher or just even average, it's especially if the price is not super cheap, let's put it that way, what they want to do is actually go into the about page. Not a lot of people generally go to about pages nowadays. And the reason why is because if you're already a famous brand, whether it's Nike, but it doesn't have to be Nike, it could be just a famous brand in your niche, you probably already have some presence on Instagram, on YouTube, on Facebook, you know, on one of the big social media platforms. So the about pages nowadays are mostly deserted. There's nobody there. But here's the problem. When people don't know your brand already, they go on the about page and then they leave. They leave because they're going to go back to Google to search for a similar product that has some reputation online. That is the reason why I said that quote that we're discussing today. You can't build a reputation with only paid ads. You need to create content for that. Now, I want you to think about Facebook and Google advertising almost like a megaphone. I always talk about this with my clients, both my agency clients and my coaching clients. You know, with a megaphone, you could have this megaphone sit on the ground, volume, you know, at the max, But if there's no input, meaning the sound coming in, the megaphone is not going to create the sound on its own. It needs to amplify a message that is already there. An answer very similar to that, if you have a brand, and it doesn't have to be a big brand, guys, don't get me wrong. It's not that I can only work with big brands. Absolutely not. I've helped scale businesses from $1,000 a month or $500 a month in sales to 20, 30, even 100,000 or more a month in sales. And it happens all the time. But you need to create content so that you can get some sort of social proof and authority in the market. Does that make sense? You see what I'm talking about, right? I mean, nowadays people can, with simply one click, go from your website back to the search engine when they have almost endless other opportunities to buy other products that are similar to yours. So if you don't already have some sort of, you know, a fan base, but it doesn't have to be, again, like a big fan base. It can even be 100 people, right? 100 followers on one platform. It could be some people commenting on your posts. It could be a blog post or someone that has talked about your product on a magazine. You got featured somewhere. You see what I'm getting at? You need to create content so that when we drive, when you drive, in this case, paid ads to your business, to your website, you're not simply, you know, a standalone paid ad website, but you're driving traffic to a brand. A brand, you know, the meaning of a brand is a, like a logo or a concept, a product that has some recognition in the market. If you don't have that, it's going to be very hard for you to convert those visitors into sales. And to finish this episode, I'm going to tell you what the majority of businesses that absolutely do not care about content creation and exposure before doing ads, the majority of these businesses drive a lot of paid ads, they get thousands and thousands of clicks, but they get barely any sales at all. They will get, of course, a sale here and there from people that don't really, you know how to do better research, basically. But the majority of the people that know how to use a smartphone or a computer, they will land on your website, they will Google your name, they will see that there's absolutely nothing to be found regarding your business, and they'll be like, well, if I have to spend money, I might as well spend it with another competitor that actually has some clout. Clout meaning some social proof, some presence online. So I hope you enjoyed this short episode. Make sure to create content. At the same time, while you're running ads, they don't have to be mutually exclusive. You can do them at the same time. And once you'll do that, you'll see that your conversion rate on your paid advertising will skyrocket. You make more money, you'll get known, and your business will grow. I'll talk to you tomorrow.